Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Monday afternoon. This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Again, we'll get the phone lines open in 20 minutes, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll get back into some of the NBA trade deadline conversation as well. As, look, everybody knew some trades were going to happen. De'Aaron Fox got moved. That's no surprise. He wanted out. He got exactly what he wanted, too. So he's in San Antonio now.
And San Antonio got to keep everybody.
And they kept all their nice young pieces as well. Just a well-run franchise. Yeah. You know, they were kind of out of it for a minute, and they found a way. They got Wemby, and now they're building around him. Speaking of guy, you know, San Antonio, Atlanta, now in New Orleans, DeJounte ruptures his Achilles. On Friday night.
It was crazy how you saw how I planned it.
You saw him, man. You could tell. So he got hurt first game of the year and missed a bunch of games. He comes back and then he ruptures his Achilles. So he's out for a year.
That's a disaster down there. They need to reset the whole organization.
Yeah.
The whole thing. I mean, including get rid of Zion. And everybody just start from the beginning, man, because they're just bad.
Yeah.
First of all, they're poorly run.
They are.
But the thing about it is, if Zion stays healthy, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, they're pretty good when Zion's
healthy. They're good when he's healthy. Mm-hmm. But again, another Mickey Loomis guy, you know, he just runs everything. And, you know, people get tired of it. But, yeah, they need a whole reset down there in New Orleans.
Yeah, they do. They got some good players. I mean, they got some guys that that teams would probably want.
Mm-hmm.
I know Brandon Ingram is the name that's been most probably talked about, but there's other pieces on that team that are good. Like CJ McCollum can help a contender coming off the bench and shooting, right? They got with Alvarado, the defensive player that they got from Georgia Tech. He's a good player that can be a backup point guard for somebody.
Here.
The Bulls have a ton of guys now that they've made their move.
They
finally moved Zach LaVine.
Which is unbelievable.
Finally. After all. Because he would have been traded by now. But like every time it was deadline time, he'd get hurt. And right now he's playing great. Like Zach LaVine's been absolutely balling for like a month and a half.
Him and DeRozan back together.
Yeah.
Him and DeRozan
back. Run it back.
Him and DeRozan running it back.
Well, when the Kings made how with a restricted free agent, you can put an offer on him to make the team match.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings put an offer on Zach LaVine when he was in Minnesota years ago. Like, they wanted him 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And then Minnesota matched and whatever. So, it, I don't know, full circle. Everybody moves so much now, you know. You end up on a team that wanted you, or you end up with a guy that you used to play with or whatever. Yeah, Kevin Herter was a part of the part of the trade in the end, too. So now he's in Chicago.
But I'm just saying, like, they're to me, and I, like we said earlier, I don't know if anything's going to beat this trade with Luka at all.
How could it?
But there's got to be something else.
Yeah. Another I guess LeBron gets traded.
LeBron gets traded.
Like, that would be, because he's never actually been traded.
No.
Right?
He's never been
like,
traded.
He's moved all these teams, but he's always been a free agent.
Yeah.
And he's picked his destination.
I think the first Miami deal was signed a trade.
Was it? Okay.
I think.
Okay. So the Cavs got something back. But like, that would, obviously. Like, he picked where he wanted to go and all that. Like, yeah, I mean, that's a part of the Luka thing that's interesting, too, is if you believe the reporting, which, I don't know, no reason not to. It seems like they kept it a secret from everybody that he didn't find out till the very end. I know, because the reaction anytime anybody gets traded, I'll be honest, one of my reactions when I heard it was Anthony Davis, I was like, dang, LeBron's even trading AD.
Yeah.
He'll trade anybody.
Dude.
But it's to get Luka. But I don't think that's what happened. It sounds like LeBron wasn't involved.
Then you had some dude come out and said that LeBron was getting tired of AD or something. LeBron immediately comes at, that's a liar, you clown.
Right.
I don't think he knew.
Well, there's that video, broke the record, the points record, and like AD's on the bench.
I would have been pissed off too.
Not paying attention or something.
Can we play the, Look, AD was like, hey, dog, can we play the game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you want to get these point record.
Yeah. I also think that's one clip. I think him and LeBron are fine.
Oh, no. I think him and LeBron are great.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
I think they're great. I just don't, you know, AD, he gets to go play the four position. Where's life? Life hurts.
He's been banged up.
He's been banged up. Okay.
Yeah.
So you get to play. He gets to play the five. Obviously, you still keep your perimeter defenders up there.
That's the other thing is Dallas might make some trades too.
And
you got AD now, and you don't have to. You know, you have to. I mean, gave up Luka, obviously, but you need some. You need some backcourt guys. I mean, Klay Thompson. If you can trade Luka, you can make Klay go to the bench.
Yes.
All right? He's be coming off the bench.
Yes.
He's not a starting whatever three or whatever he is right now. Probably needs to be because he can't move. He's not that anymore. So it is what it is, man. Sorry. You got to go to the bench and come off the bench and shoot. You're a sniper now. It's what it is. You're a hired gun. Kyrie's playing some of the best basketball of his life. They got to find a way to go out there and get another backcourt guy.
I mean, you're looking at it, you know, you could because right
maybe
now.
Maybe his name's Bogey.
There's a possibility. You look at how view Dallas. I mean, it's Kyrie and KD's team now, you know, with ancillary parts sprinkled around. And Kyrie, you know, like you said, having his best year. He signed up for a couple more years also. Mm-hmm. And so you got something right there.
And so is AD too, by the way. Like, people may not know this, but Anthony Davis has 2 years and then a player option left on his contract. Mm-hmm. So
they're going to be together.
They got 2 or 3 years. If they want, who knows? They might not work out and you might trade them. Traded now, so anything's possible.
I'm just saying nobody off limits.
But there's a world in which Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis, and again, this is a big if because both those guys have injury history, but if those guys stay healthy, that's a nice duo.
Yeah.
Like, that's about the duo is going in the NBA right now. I'm certainly there's really good teams, like, but Kyrie, if those guys figure it out, that's a nice combo.
Like Kyrie's box office, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this dude, when he gets, especially when he gets it cooking offensively, like the array of shots and shot making ability is awesome. And if I'm going with AD's word that he plays better at the four, then hey.
Again, do you? Because you're balling.
He's balling
and playing the five. He's just tired of guarding those.
Yeah, tired of guarding them. Yeah, but I mean, I'm good. I get tired of banging me.
Yeah, the good thing about the Mavericks is they got multiple guys that can defend the five position.
Yes.
So he can play the four. Maybe PJ Washington's a guy that they think about moving because he kind of plays the four for them, and AD's obviously going to get more minutes. They just got better defensively.
Oh, no doubt.
They just got a lot better defensively.
Oh, no doubt.
Because AD's one of the best defensive players in the NBA. Lakers didn't.
No.
Say they don't make any more moves. They got to make some other move. But say LeBron and Luka are kind of the two-headed monster for the final stretch. They're gonna give up a lot of points.
Oh, yeah. Because old crybaby boy can't block nothing.
No, he don't play defense.
Yeah.
And LeBron can, but like he's got to give so much effort on offense now for that team to win.
But did that help him with having Luka there?
Maybe. I did think about that. Like maybe now Luka can shoulder some of the offensive load, and then that puts LeBron, his ability to defend the perimeter, back at the forefront.
Well,
a little bit.
He's still 40.
He's also 40.
Yeah,
so
he's still 40.
Maybe he just doesn't have the lateral speed that he used to.
He's still 40, man. Yeah. But I mean, that's why we were talking earlier. Like, is Clint Capella seemed like he'd be the perfect option for Atlanta? I mean, for LA.
Uh-huh.
Be the perfect option. I'm sure there are other guys out there. What's my man in Chicago?
Vucevic.
Vucevic. It looks like they're clearing house in Chicago, trying to get up and get, you know, tanking and all those other things. Then you think about all these trades and the picks that were what's protected, what's not. What year is it? Because, like, you know, I think Lakers gave up a 30-31 first rounder in the trade with AD.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's so far away.
It is.
It's so far away.
Yeah, that's just, you know, that's to make it work. You got to root for it not to work if you're a Hawks fan, though, because that's the draft pick you got.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's the Lakers pick is the pick you have this season.
Oh.
Yeah, so the worse the Lakers are, the better the Hawks. So if Luka is, if it tanks, then great. Then the pick gets better because the Spurs have the Hawks pick. So the Spurs are loving this.
Yeah.
8-game losing streak. They just got De'Aaron Fox. Wemby's playing good. They're right in the mix in the Western Conference. They've kind of fallen off a little bit, but if De'Aaron Fox comes in and helps out a little bit, maybe they can get back into it as they are.
Wait, they're 7th?
No, they're 12th.
The Spurs are 12th?
Yeah, they're 12th right now. They've been sliding.
Damn.
Yeah, they've lost seven out of the last 10.
Damn, I thought they were higher than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're 21-25. They were. They were right there at 6-7 for the majority of the season. Just been playing bad lately. But yeah, De'Aaron Fox comes in there and maybe they figure it out. But anyway, they don't care. The Hawks have lost 8 in a row. They got the Hawks pick.
Bam.
And, you know, last year, ping pong balls favored the Atlanta Hawks.
They got number one to be.
Wouldn't that just be something?
It wouldn't be something.
It'd be terrible.
They go get Cooper Flagg.
Yeah. Or
Wemby.
Or Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
There's guys in this draft.
They go get one of those guys.
Yeah. The Hawks win the lottery in the year where it's just the biggest, you know.
Oh,
I'm sure some of these guys are going to be really good, and hopefully Reese Shea, whatever. But like the draft that everybody agrees upon, just being kind of the, you know, biggest gap of talent that you've seen in the first round in years, and then maybe you get ping pong ball lucky again the next year, but you don't have your pick anymore.
Ugh.
And then the Spurs put Cooper Flagg
that
next to De'Aaron Fox and Wemby.
That would suck.
It would be very frustrating.
It would go all the way back to the previous draft. Wemby was number one.
Yeah.
Chris Paul was sitting there.
Had that one. Yeah. Yeah, there's a long
like there's
list.
A whole there's a long list. Like they find out about Giannis somehow, you know, mm-hmm. Like all these damn different Atlanta draft things is sitting right there. And you're like, Giannis was sitting there,
mm-hmm.
And y'all had to tell somebody's cousin.
Yeah, they found out you wanted him,
and found out you wanted him,
and then they snaked you,
and then they got you.
Yeah,
and then Marvin Williams.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had a nice career.
Nice pro.
Nice pro.
It's a nice pro. Yeah. Chris Paul's still playing.
Yes. Yes.
Marvin made a lot of money, man. He's probably happy in Bremerton, Washington right now.
That's where he's from?
Looking out over the water. Yeah, that's where he's from.
He went from Bremerton?
Bremerton.
Bremerton. Bremerton, mm-hmm. Washington. All the way to
North Carolina.
It was North Carolina.
Yeah, they went and got him. He's a good player.
Are they a good basketball team this year?
North Carolina?
Yeah.
They got smoked by Duke over
Duke
the weekend.
Hell on, but I know. Duke beat I was the like, hell is that on. A. Because is. What's my man name? Play for the Knicks. He's the head coach.
Oh, right? Yeah, Hubert Davis.
Hubert, yeah.
I always like guys named Hubert.
Really?
Yeah. Long list of guys named Hubert that I'm fond of. Hubert Davis, Hubert Humphrey, Hubert.
One more.
Hubert Douglas, former morning show host of 92.9 The Game, Hubert Douglas.
His name's Hubert?
Hubert, yeah, that guy, the Metrodome. Hubert Humphrey or something, maybe? I don't know. I think I already said him. Whatever. The AMA is coming up next. We will answer any of your questions at 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh-baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue, and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.